On behalf of the Ghanaian delegation, I wish to join my colleagues in congratulating you on assuming the presidency of the 64th World Health Assembly. I also wish to use this opportunity to commend the leadership of Dr. Chan and the WHO on a sustained focus in supporting developing countries to strengthen their health systems towards the attainment of the Millennium Development Goals. The commendation is also because behind this successful woman is my own compatriot who is making it possible for the leadership to excel. They have been largely responsible for the significant gains we have made in the last few years. Ghana wishes to commend the Assembly for choosing the theme for this year in this regard. The Commonwealth Secretariat must also be commended for bringing forth the issue of non-communicable diseases and the effort to bring them on board. Mr. President, it is obvious many developing countries, including Ghana, are struggling to make progress that will lead to the achievement of the 2015 targets. Even though we have made some progress, the double burden of the high incidence of infectious diseases and the silent epidemic of non-communicable diseases continue to define the performance on the implementation of health interventions that will assure our populations of better health. The factors leading to the current health status are well documented. The poor, the poorly kept and unhygienic environment is implicated in most of the commonly occurring diseases. The epidemic of non-communicable diseases can also be linked directly to the changing lifestyles that are characterized by poor eating habits and lack of exercise and recreation. Unfortunately, some vibrant areas of the economy of developing countries, such as the fast food, tobacco, and alcoholic industries, tend to promote such negative health habits. The major challenge is to support the drive for lifestyle changes and the adoption of healthier habits by individuals, families, and communities. It is against this background that Ghana has, over the last few years, advocated for a paradigm shift in healthcare delivery with particular emphasis on regenerative health and nutrition, which currently underpins our national health policy, creating health, creating wealth through health. There are broader issues of multi-sectoral origin that also impinge on the health development. Improved infrastructure, such as roads, housing, and the provision of key amenities, affect health status in the long run. The lack of enforcement of basic laws on occupational safety, road traffic regulations, and health standards has led to indiscipline in our societies, which in turn has contributed to numerous occupational and traffic-related accidents with high human and economic tolls. Unfortunately, the response of the health sector to these challenges has been limited. A lack of capacity to conduct extensive and decisive health impact assessment of development projects and programs, and the supporting legal framework to enforce the provisions of such assignments remains one of the key challenges for us. Working closely with our health partners, especially WHO, we hope to build our capacities. To the president, the basic concept of health promotion, disease prevention, and provision of curative and rehabilitative services will remain paramount. But the real challenge will always be for governments to place strong emphasis on health, lifestyles, and the environment in recognition of the basic role they play in development. We need bold and innovative policies supported with sustained strategic investments that can make a difference for bridging the gap between rich and the poor, between urban and rural communities, and between developed and developing countries. Ghana has made such commitments over the past few years. We have embarked on policies and social protection mechanisms that allow for free services for pregnant women through delivery and up to 1 year after delivery. We are expanding the community-based rural planning and services initiative, which is an expression of the close to the client policy. We will continue to strengthen the National Health Insurance Scheme, which is aimed at removing existing financial barriers for the poor and vulnerable in our society. The President, colleague ministers of health, we need to take a radical view of the use of technology and give it its proper place in investments we make in the health sector. It is true that our public health problems are sometimes so urgent and of such dimension that quite often our investments priorities in health are more towards fighting diseases rather than developing systems. But to reposition our various countries towards meeting the MDGs, we must begin to see the current penetration of information and communication technology as complementary to our own strategies. We therefore need to develop policies and legal framework for the roll out in the health sector in developing countries and to minimize the frequent failures usually encountered in the adoption of technologies. Mr. President, Ghana will like to congratulate the WHO on a sustained focus on helping to develop new capabilities for disease control. We will continue to count on the support of our health partners and in particular the WHO to assist us and other developing countries to develop a just and sound health system to handle known, new and emerging diseases in order to maintain the health, wealth and peace of our respective countries. Thank you for your attention.